Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. It's nice to be here with you. It's Friday. Friday. What a great day for people that work Monday through Friday. Right? It's the beginning of your work end and the beginning of the fun. That seems like a funny way to say it, doesn't it? It's the beginning of the work end and the beginning of the fun. What's the fun thing you're going to do this weekend? Is it just something that you're still doing in a rut? Or is that something to get out of the rut? It's Free for All Friday, which means you can take the microphone if you'd like to. If you want to take it. Because, wow, there's a lot of people trying to be heard right now. There's a whole lot of people gathering together because we live in a world of following. And it's really pretty sad. We're such amazing individuals with so many talents to share. Boy, Toys R Us bugging me. Toys R Us in my face. Toys R Us trying to get me to buy something just to go onto my own radio show, just to log in. Toys R Us. All right, I wonder why, because we're followers and it's time to buy our kids Christmas presents. You see, we're so stuck in the pattern of following that it's not that often that we break away and do something different with our life, lead our own life, do what we want to do today. Even on our weekends, we tend to follow a routine, a pattern that we've established for ourselves, when we could be doing something completely different. Because we can. Because we're capable of that. You know, we human beings, we evolved beyond nature so long ago that it's amazing, just amazing to me that we'd be following anyone or anything today, because we're born into consciousness. Our children are highly conscious. Look at how aware they are. You know what I'm talking about. They are so aware of the world around them. Oh my golly, there was a little girl, little baby infant, a baby girl. So she's a baby girl. I mean, do we really, well, we do distinguish between them because we're built different. And from the day that we're born, we're just a little bit different depending on whether we're male or female. And It emotionally is what it is. But, you know, we're each capable of thinking for ourselves, doing for ourselves. And yet we're sometimes so wrapped up in the following mode that even in our spare time, like I said, today's the beginning. For those of you who work Monday through Friday, today's the beginning of the end of your work. And today's the beginning of your fun free time. So at quitting time, what do you have planned that might be different than what you did last Friday? Or will you just follow another rut in your spare time? The choice is always yours. That's what's so beautiful, because we are born in a time when we have choice in what we do. And people that didn't like the choice that the majority picked are out there letting people know they're unhappy. And the people who are so proud of who they chose, of letting people know how happy they are. But here at the bottom of that entire situation that's held every 4 years in America, Election Day for the president, we all can choose to vote or not. It is a choice. And so we can choose to continue to go to vote for someone having authority in our lives. We can elect someone to have external authority upon us. And it happened once again this year. At the lowest common denominator, no matter who you picked, you have picked someone who has the power to have external authority in your life. And when you were a child, that's the least thing you wanted. It was like if you could have been disrespectful to an adult, you would have said, leave me alone. I want to do it. I want to do it my way. Go catch the highway. But we learned what respect was. Or at least we were taught what respect was in the eyes of the beholder, whoever your beholden person was. So we have the same situation 3,000 years roughly going on today than what we had when we first broke through to consciousness as these amazing, highly evolved human beings. And so continuing now, here in the 21st century, it blows my mind that we continue to select people who will decide what we're going to do on a regular basis. Who says the work week is Monday through Friday? Who says minimum wage is the way we pay employees? Who says that's a ruling class? Those who move the furthest away from a ruling class having power over them have always been the ones who succeed in life by creating something that the masses want and getting it to them at the most reasonable price possible and at the quickest price. They're the ones who succeed. And so here we are with people fighting in the streets. I mean, I can't believe it. There are people on Facebook that are saying, I had to unfriend my parent. I had to unfriend some family member because of this election. I've said it for years. How ridiculous is it that we've allowed politics to separate our own families when all that we want is the freedom to prosper and live happily and to feel safe? Every single one of us, we're out of the survival mode. We have the ability to think a little longer because we have the mind space to do it, and we can do it. But it's up to us. It's exciting. What a wonderful world we live in. And to think that people are fighting over who they chose to be their external authority, who they turn the power over to. Even if they think they're not, we are, because there's a ruling class and a non-ruling class. I've talked about this for years, but this is a great example going on this very week about people fighting with their own families because they chose a different external authority in their life. Wow. So I had to throw that out in the beginning. And now the microphone is available to you. I tend to take my 10 minutes on a Friday just to share something. But the microphone is yours on Friday. You can take it and you can shake it. And we will talk. And we can learn things from each other. You know, the coolest thing about living today is we're at a place where, and this is what's going on, it's so exciting, like I told people, the internet wasn't as readily available even in 2012 as it is now. Sure, there have always been the people that were unhappy with the choice of a candidate, and they bitched all over their local towns, okay? And they people would go and they get drunk and they'd fight over it. It's nothing new. Seriously, it's not. But now, because of the internet, because of the speed of light, acceleration, of human knowledge to us. It's become a really big deal. It's the chaos. It's the chaos of the breakdown of the bicameral mindset. People don't want to follow anyone. So it doesn't matter who you elected. You really, in your heart, don't want to follow anyone. And so this year, more than ever, you see, if we would have had a 30-year-old female running and a 30-year-old, well, they couldn't have run. They have to be a little older than that. Let's just say that if we would have had candidates that were both in their youthful-looking age still, it would have been just a battle of us being based upon the forces of nature on us. Who's the best-looking one even can play. So we had a lady who was old, who's been in politics for a long time, has made her career through law, and law requires governing over people, but they play with the law because there's all kinds of room to play with law. And then we had a businessman. Now, he's made his living in business, but did he make a good, clean living of business? Hey, only individuals could decide by going to the lowest common denominator on the type of businessman he was. Did he get political perks? I mean, did he use that legal system to get what he got, or did he work hard outside of that system? And so it's that system of control on the people that we can't stand, and there's so much proof. So if you would like to speak up, I just want you to know that the microphone is yours. It can be yours. And we can talk about what's going on. I'm fine with it. Because other people are. Other people are literally talking about what's going on. Okay. And I'm okay with that too. I am okay with you talking about what's happening in this world so that we can get to the bottom of this. I think that it's fascinating. Very fascinating. What's going on in the streets? What's really happening? It's proof of people breaking down as far as following anyone. And to me, it's like one of the most incredible times ever, because we're not created to follow. We're not. And I guess I would say to you, what's happening in the streets? Is there anything going on in yours? I just don't think that many people will really risk getting over this, will they? I don't think so. I don't think so. But they might, because people are at a place where they do not want to follow anyone or anything. Yet, they just elected a man. It could have been a lady. They elected someone to be their external authority. So again, if you'd like to speak up, you can. If not, it's okay too. You can just listen in. I appreciate that you're here with me. I think it is, it's fascinating. Because we can talk politics, we can talk sex, we can talk anything, because we have the right to freedom of speech. Yep. We do. We have the right. We have the ability to speak about anything. And you and I can. So I'm just looking to see what was out there. It's kind of interesting to see what is going on in the world around us. Seeing if there was something that I might want to bring up. But what I do know is there's one person, one individual that's responsible for creating something that brought us this ability to communicate. At such a fast rate that he became very wealthy by bringing that to us. And that all of us have this ability. Now that to me is just fun. We have this ability. We have an ability to discover something that people need, want, desire, and bring it to them to get wealthy. And we can do it at a really quick speed now through the internet. I mean, literally, like, I don't have to walk down the block to try to sell some kind of a cleaning brush anymore. I can sit in the comfort of my home, in the safety of my own home, and market a product to another continent even. Isn't that so cool? We're going to have the most safe societies ever because that man thought long and hard about the business world. Because it's in business that we get to find out how capable we are. It's in business that we get to be paid for what we bring to the table. And yes, we go wherever we go, take our first job, and they train us. You might get, okay, I'll just go back. With my dad, there was a lot of details of being a mechanic, and it was a lot of on-the-job training. When I went to work at McDonald's in high school, my training was very short. I worked with someone who could train me, another youthful person that could teach me how to do the different positions at McDonald's, from French fries to windows to wrapping the food or cooking the food to doing the shake machine. There were different, and at the grill, there's the one that's cooking and there's the one that's dressing. You know, and when you were the dresser, you were putting down the buns so that they got warmed up. You were warming up your buns, man. That was it. If you were doing the shakes, you had to make sure there was always enough liquid up in the top of that machine so that you could make shakes fast enough to keep the people happy. If you were cooking the fries, you better be putting the frozen fries in the baskets ready to lay down one more the minute the buzzer went off on your first one. And don't take them out early. They were disgusting. You can't cheat on a McDonald's fry. If you, and kept the area clean, whoever you were, you kept the area clean. You did everything responsible for that little area. You were in control. And so as you learned more and more of those different areas of purpose within the McDonald's business, their company, to serve the people food. That's what they really did. Okay? They still do that. How many decades later? And how much money did Ray Kroc make because he came up with a very smooth system? And how many other types of food How many other types of foods, let's just plural that, adapted and adopted his concept to get it to the people quicker. Amazing stuff, right? All of it broke out into the physical movements of getting it done and the person on the register took the order. Well, we used to do it by hand. We had these little notepads and pencils. And we literally had to give them to the person that was in charge of wrapping, and they called back the order to the people on the grill. They would look at how many orders they had coming at them quickly and say, give me a dozen burgers and tell them the number of cheese they want on it. And if there was a special order, they had to tell, they gave them the slip that said, no onion, no pickles, something like that. How amazing it is that life can operate so smoothly when we break apart a business to what the responsibilities of the business are and let people be responsible for that. Instead of departments, you train the people to know all the physical movements and you have a smooth flowing business. Wow. Okay. So the training at McDonald's, you learned something right away. And then if you were curious enough, you seemed motivated enough, they let you keep learning all the different areas within the business. And pretty soon when you learned them all, it became kind of boring. But hey, you were glad to have the money to go out on Friday to spend. Oh, you might have been the one that had to work Friday night. And if you really wanted to know more, you learned how to open the business and close the business. That way you got to see all the opening procedure and the closing procedure. And once you learned all of that, you got a promotion. You could become a supervisor. You see, there should always be some reward in whatever someone's doing. Because we're the type that get off on becoming better. Isn't that so cool? We get off on becoming better, whether it's our work or in our relationships. There are people that work on keeping their friendships. They do things together. They have fun together. They play together. And when you quit doing that, bam, bam, everything seems to collapse. So look at all the divorce statistics in this country that exist because we're bored at what we do. And we go home as boring people. And boring is as boring does. So it's a weekend. It's Friday. What are you doing for excitement that's going to cause you to use your mind and your body in harmony to bring a value to you that didn't exist before your weekend started? Again, it's the beginning of the end of your work. If it's Friday is your end of the work week, it is the beginning of your time to play. When you're furthest away from that which you have to do, you should be thinking about what you're going to do to improve your life and what might improve the lives of others too, and get good at it. Go ahead and start practicing. Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. I think it's exciting that we have moved because of a gentleman who really thought about, golly, I don't know. I don't know if you know who Copernicus. Copernicus, yeah. That's a man. So if you've never heard about him, you might want to check him out. Because you can. Copernicus was a man who started to see the world a little differently than some of the other people. It's a long time ago. But we've been proving a lot since Copernicus. And people are out there proving that they are tired of being led. Even though they went out and elected someone to be their external authority when we don't really even need them anymore. And this is the proof that we don't need them anymore. All these people that are out there flipping out, they don't even know for sure why they're behaving like that. Honestly, you know, it's like my dad's bigger than your dad, right? That kind of stuff. When we were little kids, there were some kids that had to brag about who their parent was because they were proud of their parent. But there were the ones that had the parents that fought, that weren't that nice. There were dads in the neighborhood that I watched. I watched one dad beat his son with a hose, a garden hose. You think a belt's mean? Look at the length on a hose if you get back far enough and you got a kid a little distance from you. Can you imagine that? There was a little alcohol involved. And sadly, emotions took over a human being that could otherwise be nice at times. The greatest thing is we could teach our children are this power that they possess to go to higher levels of knowledge, that thinking down to the lowest common denominator. Like, what do I have that's like me, that's like the male and the female? We have this awesome mind. We have the conscious mind. We were born with it. We possess it. And we can build upon having that power. But we have to build upon it. We take that knowledge that we have consciousness, which is an ability to go into higher levels of learning and understanding. And then we can build upon that. No guy is any better than any girl. And in fact, anyone who's using force to control another person is of less value than we want to give him credit for. And we know this today. Nobody wants force in their life. Not really. We don't. So when we don't accept authority and we function based off of internal authority, that ability to look at life from the standpoint of what's common here, then we have the building blocks of using our mind the best way possible. All I can say is this. We, no matter how you voted, chose to bring forth an external authority into your life. You turn over power to an external authority. Let's just hope that our presidential elect will be willing to slash his base of power, perhaps the first one in thousands of years, to not control the people, but to recognize the power of the people by cutting, maybe I'll talk about that next week, by cutting his base of power, we could become wealthier, healthier, and safer than ever before in the history of the world as far as human life is concerned here on Earth. We'd be silly to believe that since there's water so many places that there isn't life out somewhere else. And we've thought about it when we were children. But let's just think about how far we can go. Everyday people make the world go round. I'm grateful you've been here. Thank you so much.